What's good, everybody? What's going on, man? It's Stephen Qualls II, aka Mr. Qualify. It's your boy. And we're back for another episode of Just Checking In. We're going to redo that because that's not how we open this pod.
No, it's not. That's not.
I was halfway in and I was like, that's not how we do this pod.
I'm gonna let you rock out. She gonna cut it, but I'm gonna let you rock out.
Yeah. My bad, bro. I'ma cut again. It did.
I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, bro? Checking in another week. What's good? This week, we got a special guest. Qualls, you want to introduce him, bro?
Of course. Well, I kind of just talk him up a little bit. I'll let him give his name himself. But
for sure.
One of my good homies, one of the homies, you know, if you know, you know, you feel me. But go ahead, Tezo 3K. Let him know who you is, brother.
What up, y'all? I'm Cortez. That's all I got. We gonna get into some things. That's all.
No, for sure. We wanted to bring Cortez on for this episode specifically to talk about a little something that a lot of rappers gonna have to face one day. A lot of people in general gonna have to face. Let's just say that. Actors, actresses, whatever art you fall under, you know, you're gonna have to face it one day. And that is gracefully falling off. Or retirement. Whichever one you want to use.
Wait, you said people don't retire for real. You said people don't really be retired.
So Jay-Z.
You gracefully fall off.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, we gotta tell the people who this is about though, because you know this.
See, I don't want to do that though, because I ain't trying to say it's about her, but it's about her.
It's not about her.
It came
her.
Up because of her.
Yeah.
It inspired and so
you
by
can have many example, but she's the main Nicki Minaj
for sure.
But I mean, the last I don't know, I feel like we kind of been having this conversation about Nicki probably for maybe the last 3 years, maybe
at least
like really having it, in terms of like more so like what's going on, like what exactly are we supposed to do with this. I will say it right now. I'm not a Barb. I'm not a Nicki stan. I respect Nicki. Do not get me wrong. This is not me sitting here saying I don't know where Nicki stands in music.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. But if we talking about her, the tail end of her career, my biggest thing, and Tez, you know this, we've had this conversation before. My biggest thing when it comes to having this conversation about Nicki now is that the main argument is like the legend argument, like this GOAT argument, this best woman rapper of all time argument. And that's not the conversation I really be having. I'm not getting into the weeds of that because her status as far as the things she's accomplished, like the lanes that she's paved, I would never take that away. But as far as where she's at right now, I just don't think she is at the place that a lot of Nicki fans that I've at least seen or heard put her, because they still feel like she is. It's almost like they, I won't say y'all say she's in her prime, but y'all still kind of treat her like she in her prime. And she is not. She's just not. That's just where I stand on that. That's my.
I get that, but I feel like female rap now is kind of like its own genre, you know? And so in the mainstream, to her, she feels like she's number one because she is still accomplishing more than them. So for her, in her mind, she's like, if I'm still getting more money than y'all, if I'm still selling, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's not as much as what she was doing, but she's still going double plat. She's still going triple plat. That's still making her money because you know, she got a good contract. So in her mind, she probably like, if I can still decently rap, I still have fans, I can still make money, and I'm still rapping better than mainly all these main girls, why do I have to leave? Because I'm 40? Because I, you know, plus she still got a contract. She still got two more albums.
That's what I'm That's tough. Thank you for answering the question that I wondered. I was wondering
how many albums she had to finish our contract. So this is our fifth album, and then I think she gonna do the label, and then probably release her sixth album probably like in 10 years because she gonna let her label try to get her label rocking. This is me thinking, but she about to release the album. She has to. So yeah, that's just my thought.
So I never realized how this works, but is your contract solely per album, or is there like a time frame?
It's what they count as an album.
It's what they count as an album. So like she, you know, she just released that compilation album. That don't count as an album. Mm-hmm. The mixtape that she released for Beat Me Up, when she just re-released it in 2021, that don't count as an album, I don't think. So she still got two more.
That's tough. Well,
all right, y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
We ready for it. I'm ready for it, bro.
All right. So just based off of the past few weeks, literally, I ain't even gonna say the past few weeks. That's a lie. The past 2 years at least, for me, just watching Nicki, whenever I see her perform, speak. Yeah, we'll just keep it at that. Perform and speak. It's just been like, I understand that we have to, you know, respect where she is. But it's kind of just like a, how dare you speak to me? How dare you look at me? How dare you talk to me? Like, it's like, she's so much better than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And at this point in her career, you not at that point where, like, you've made it to that point. But how can you still behave like that? Does she feel as if she deserves to behave like that? Is that what it is? Because I think that's what's making everybody feel like, all right, Nicki falling off. Because her music is like, and I guess you just said, like, she's still going triple platinum, double platinum. I'm unaware of that. I think majority of people is unaware of that, because it's like, well, shit. Her last
like
album,
people thought Queen was like, but it's double plat. It's double plat, too, but
which don't make
cool. That's cool.
Yeah, so like people that, still buying her music. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like with, but that's 2018. So that falls outside of the time frame that I'm saying. So
okay.
So that's why I'm like, that's cool. I liked a few songs off the album for sure. I ain't gonna lie, like the. She got that joint with The Weeknd on that motherfucker. Yeah, mm-hmm. That shit straight. So I listened to
it.
No,
I get
like
what
that.
You're saying.
Yeah, it's more so like, how can you behave like that? And I think that's what has people more so like on her ass, like with the weight gain recently. And like, she a woman.
But that's not fair.
That's respectable, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at it. She a woman. Like, she go through different weight fluctuations like that. I understand that. But it's like, It's such a targeted attention on her because of the nastiness and stuff like that, I think.
But do you also feel the fact that like, because sometimes she is getting attacked, that in her mind, I know she's a little bit of a lunatic. I know she is. Like, but I've been following her since 07. So I know. It's just more so, I also feel like, I do think she felt like certain things in the industry has done her wrong, because I think in her mind, she felt like people are not realizing like a lot of what she did in the music industry, like her impact, that sometimes I think she has to continue to, in her mind, tell people like, yeah, I don't know like what I did for the female rap game, i.e. like streaming rights, i.e. you know, people like more female rappers being around. In her mind, I do think that she's like, damn, nobody giving me my credit. So I'm gonna continue to say I'm the queen, this, that, and the third. And I know she can be like narcissistic, you know, but I think in her mind, she felt like she did a lot of the hard work, and she has the fans to prove it. She has these accolades. So I think that's a little bit to why she acts like that. That's what I think.
No,
and so, like I said before, she still is successful, still making decent money, millions still. So she just feel like I think in her mind, she thinking I can still make music and I can still say what I want in my raps. No, I know that was. I know what you're saying about the like the Rolling Loud thing. That's embarrassing. I understand that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Nicki always was the one to repeat her bars. That's embarrassing. I understand that, but I still enjoy her music.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just how she is. I don't like that part of her, but I'm still a fan of her music. So that's why I'd be like, yeah, she kind of right, because she did this, she did that, and she's still outselling most of these the female rappers.
Okay, so. Now with that, I can see like another lady that was recently in the news for her attitude with Chaka Khan. So I understand like the older generations come from that. Like, nah, I earned this. You get what I'm saying? So I could talk
about how New York. She a New York girl. And so I think that also plays a part, because I know people be thinking like, oh, when she wanted to be gangsta, Nicki really been in the hood. She grew up in Queens. So she really been like that. And people be wondering like with her recent release, like why she talking like this, but she really do be, that's also because of her husband, who I'm not a fan of either. So like, you know what I'm saying? I dislike some of her choices, but in my mind, that's her. You know what I'm saying? And I already told Steve this. Like, I let her do her because I feel like she did put in the hard work. And some of the things that she do be like screaming her head off, i.e. like the Grammys for Lotto. I think she made a point. She just came off wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because that makes sense. So yeah.
Well,
sorry, I just went on a rant.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's to be expected also.
I think I agree. Now the antics part is now, because if Nicki was just she was just dropping music, like
then that would be fine. Yeah.
I have nothing to say, but I think we looking at the antics like why is you beefing with these, like why is you beefing with these people? Like,
and that's just
her, like, I don't know the details. I don't care.
No, about. Yeah. But that's what? Just her attitude too. And I don't like, because like you said, she always thinks she just that bitch. So I think if she feel like you disrespect her, then she just gonna start dissing you in her music.
I ain't gonna lie. That video of her blowing weed in the back of the Royce and then having the fans take pictures and record off that was crazy too. Like, I don't know if it's she gotta relax. She gotta put the weed down. Like if it's just weed, which I don't think it is, but if it's just weed, she gotta put the weed down.
She's not on coke, y'all. I promise.
No. I ain't saying coke, but you know,
she do be on, I do admit. And she be rapping about it. So I do agree she shouldn't have been smoking around them, but she'd be comfortable around the bar. She really do. They just be talking. But one of the people was like trying to get on her record label and she was like, no.
I was gonna say the record label for her makes sense though. I think that's long overdue, actually.
I don't think
it's been in the works for a while, I know, but yeah.
Yeah, no,
I don't think people realize how rich she is. So I think she's just been waiting to for real get into this business stuff. I think she has some like bad failures at times. So I think she's just been waiting for real.
Yeah, I mean, and from what I know, she got screwed in the first couple of record deals, right? So like figuring out the business and all that makes sense for sure. What I wonder is though, I understand that during Nicki's run, there was no other women. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people try to put in, you know, she had her spat with Remy. She had the ghost of Lil' Kim. You get what I'm saying? Like, Lil' Kim wasn't physically there no more, for real.
Not the ghost.
But I mean, that's what I would call it, for real. But at the same time, I look at like a, and this is different eras, of course. I look at an MC Light. I look at a Queen Latifah. I look at both of them and I'm like, well, shit, they were some of the first to do what they did during their time. I look at a Missy Elliott. She was the first to do what she did during her time. And I look at their careers and how they moved and how we still hold them where they were at. And they'll never be pulled down. But as far as like continuation of music and everything, we didn't even look as a fail. Like, Missy Elliott last album, don't know what it was, don't care what it was, in the moment when it dropped, it was a moment for that moment. It had it, it left, but she's still who she is. She ain't fall off. You give them, like, the conversation isn't around her falling off. It's not about retirement. She's here when she's here. When she gone, she gone. And I feel like Nikki could have had that. But at this point, I don't think that's possible. And it's not even a, I don't think that's possible. I think she's ruining that, like, with what she's doing now.
I can see what you're saying, but I also think she feel like she getting good press. So I don't, that's why I think she's still out here making music.
Does she need the press though? I guess that would be my thing. Like, does she need?
Yeah, because I think
he needs it because she still has to release music. She still contract, you know, in that contract. So like for her to, i.e. like same with Drake. Drake continuously release album after album, you know, each year to stay relevant, you know, to stay relevant. Yeah. With her, she do singles, and then, you know, sometimes she's in these spats with these girls. So I think that helps her continue to low-key sell her music because people still think that she's a good talent. Like, I think people still hold her to high regards. Even, like, with this recent song, people, you know what I'm saying, people still, if you have people dissecting your bars or, like, your music of, like, if it's a double entendre, triple entendre, that means you at least doing some kind of rapping, you know what I'm saying? So people still hold her to high regards as somewhat to her music. So I think it's just she contractually still has to make two albums. She thinks she's the queen. She gets into these spats. Yeah, is to some people is like a bad image, but overall she still feel like, because she has millions of fans and she's getting all this love, that she can continue to do what she's doing. And I'm not saying that's good in any way, but in my eyes, I still think that she's a great talent. So that's why I enjoy her music. Because sometimes, you know, I, as a person, I mean, as a musical artist, I try to separate the two. But like sometimes I can see the good, because she is human. So I can see the good of what she did. Like, you know what I'm saying? She'd be giving scholarships out and shit like that. So people don't see that, but then y'all see the bad. So I think it just, yeah, the press and her attitude.
Okay, so do you think that it's possible for her to gracefully fall off or retire? Do you think either one of those are possible, or will, like, she have to continuously, like, be in some sort of media to be relevant?
I think she will gracefully fall off probably with the sixth album. To be honest, I think the fifth album, right now, she's not in a, well, I guess she's beefing with Meg, but I think that's just long.
Yeah.
I think that's long history, because they've been throwing shots at each other back and forth since 2021. So, and I think that's because, just long story short, in 2019, you know, Hot Girl Summer came out. Meg was on live for her, you know, begging for the, or not begging, but she was asking for the verse. So she got the verse, and then she was kind of shading Cardi on the live, Meg was. So Nicki just felt like that was fake because she did WAP in 2020. So that's why she don't like no more. I think that's the reason, just in my mind. But anyway, so she beefing with Meg, I guess. But besides this, that's the only, I guess, spat that you see.
That's beefing with Mulatto too, again?
She hasn't talked to her about her in hellas. So I don't know if they beefing or not, or if they, you know. I think that was just, it really should have been a misunderstanding. But like I said, when Nikki feel like you disrespect her, then the Sage and her, she just gonna not like you anymore. But yeah.
Nah, I guess I get it. And I get that for every argument you could make on the side of Nikki either not gracefully, like, falling off or gracefully retiring. Like, you have another side where it's like, well, no, there probably is some things that if we're a casual fan, if we're just not like a fan that's like kept up with her and kept up with her past music, we wouldn't know. I guess my biggest thing is, like, I think she has reached that level where she should be chilling. So even for her to feel like that's her way of press, I just feel like, bro, you could be doing so many other things to be getting press. Because she is that big. Like she's that big. She's that big to where these beefs feel very beneath where we hold her.
No, for sure.
No, I agree. No, I promise you, I do.
Yeah, because that's the only part that like, confuses. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Y'all seen the Ebro, Apple Music, interview? They were talking about her. The girl that he was, I guess, the co-host. She was like, I don't know why she's shooting down.
Nadeska.
What's her name?
Nadeska.
Nadeska. Yeah, she said that. She said, I don't know why she's shooting down, continuously down. I was like, yeah, I agree. But she feel like I feel like she thinks she a dude and for real. So she thinks like she got to show that she just the boss.
But that's interesting to say because like I look at the other two, well, two of the like four, I guess, two of the other big prominent people in her group or group that she used to be in, Young Money, Cash Money, Billionaires, Lil Wayne and Drake. Like, I guess Drake could be seen as doing a similar thing with like a Meek Mill situation. But how long ago was that? What beef has he been in since then? And where is his career? Who?
Pusha T.
That's gonna be forever. and that stems more so from the Lil Wayne situation. Like he inherited beef for real. Like that's Lil Wayne beef, but Drake took over Lil Wayne's spot. So now Pusha got beef with Drake. Like
that's not, but they still beefing.
Drake had beef with Pusha. That's what it was.
Maybe that's what the situation was.
He didn't inherit it though. Like Drake inherited the beef. I just feel like Drake shouldn't have stepped in it when he did. Like I just feel like he fell into a trap for real.
I don't remember the first incident, to be honest.
But I also feel like she feel like this. That's how the rap game should be because of back then with the 90s girls. You know, they were beefing all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's who she looked. You know, she looked up to Foxy and she did look up to Kim. I do think so. And so it's like she see that they were beefing, and so they all from New York. So I think that's just she think that she got to be beefing with these girls to maybe test them. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I just be wondering because I'm like I was about to say shit. I be looking at Drake's career. Like Drake recently started talking about retiring, and like just the process. Like okay, Drake probably has 2 to 3 albums left, maybe 4 at the most, because he just re-signed a new contract. But the transition, like we seeing him be a father, you know what I'm saying? So he probably gonna have one of them albums is gonna be a family album. He gonna get it off, you know what I'm saying? It may be a 4-4-4, or it might be a Chance the Rapper ass album. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. He might love his wife. I mean, but we gonna get it at some point. So I'm like, just the transition that he's making, like this is a businessman. Like regardless of what rap music. Shit, dance music, whatever music he's releasing, he's a businessman. So he's made that transition that when I put this mic down, y'all gonna see me as this, a dad, a businessman, a Nike representative, a player, a nigga that's not gonna get married because I got 42 rings on my neck and shit. Like, and that's not nothing to do with like a career or anything like that, but I'm just looking at it like, or even a Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, the best rapper alive, never gave up the moniker, never let anybody else take it. You know, he fell off for a little not gracefully. He fell off hard. Couldn't get his music out. Shit was begging Jay-Z had to give him some cheese, you know, help him off that situation and shit with Birdman.
Yeah.
He got back on. And I think right now, majority of rap fans just look at Lil Wayne as Lil Wayne again. Like, they don't look at him as Lil Wayne that fell off. They don't look at him as Lil Wayne that fell off, got back on. They look at him as, that's Lil Wayne. Like, he's still like that. Like, he older, and he's still like that. But, like, for him, he can stop at any time. He ain't even got to drop a Carter 6 if he don't want to, for real. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's more what it looks like for me. Like, I look at Lil Wayne, it's like what it looks like. A Drake is what it looks like. Tyga fell off. You know what I'm saying? But he'll be back on in a couple years with another hit. And that'll ride him off for that year and a half or that year. And then he'll go fuck somebody baby mama or go get a white girl or do whatever the fuck you need to do for some more attention. But I don't think, like, it's in comparison, it's just wild to look at the other members in this camp. And then it's like, damn, she the only female. So it's like, that's one thing. So it's, you can't really compare all these other niggas and what they dealing with because she is a female. But then it's like, she's the only female. And she got to go through this. Like I feel empathetic and sympathetic in some points for her because it's like, damn, like, I want her to gracefully, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying all of these things to tear her down or anything. Like, I want her to gracefully retire. I want her to be held in this regard. I want her to be in all the movies and have, like, shit, maybe even Nicki Minaj, they turn Queen Radio into an actual podcast and that be something that's on Revolt TV or on BET, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, she get a label and really had a next star. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she goes and does some work with Lola Brooke or something like that. Like, I want her to be able to do that. But with her attitude and everything that she does, I just wonder if that's possible or if people will even entertain it if she was to change at this point. I know I just said a lot, so I'll let y'all guys marinate on that.
I think if she did change, I think people would accept it or be like, you know, would welcome it if she did change. I think the bigger question mark is, like, to points that Tez has made, if this is just who Nicki is. And when you think about everything, it's like, I, you know, she from New York. That's her personality. If you want to throw the Sag part in there, cool. But, like, if that's just her personality and she ain't turned it off by this point, with almost every reason to turn it off in regards to her, like, you know, gracefully falling off or retiring, this is not something I'm necessarily expecting, which then just leads it to be like, I guess every person got to answer that for themselves. But, like, if we can make both points, like, musically, like, or music wise, if we have a music conversation, you know where you putting her. And then if we having this conversation of why she doing all the antics and doing all this, it don't make sense and it may never will. All right, cool. That's where she at. Does the antics side outweigh where we already kind of, like, have her and we're just saying we don't like the fact that she's kind of ruining her reputation in the sense of
her reputation?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, she could ruin her reputation. But if we having a music conversation, we still gonna say outside of all the other BS.
But will we though? Because we just had this conversation in a different context. We had it in sports and we talked about Dwight Howard. And Ken tried to argue for Dwight Howard and where he should be held in regard, but we kept knocking him because of where his career went after he was held at that regard. And I know that's wild. I know that's wild to compare basketball with Nicki Minaj, but I'm just looking at it like, well, shit, can we?
No, I'll say, so even if we're using that comparison, I think what when Ken answered your question, he, in my mind, he was never going to be right because there's no conversation where he's top three. Now, if you would ask top five or top 10 and it was just like a general, more open field,
yeah,
then yeah, I don't got no argument. But you trying to argue him top three and I'm like, nah, like there's two people that by far, like undoubtedly have a better career and you could argue are more skilled than he was. So even
argument always comes down to, like, when we talking top, it always comes down to overall career. Like, it might be some highlights within that career.
Yeah.
But the start of your career to the end of your career, what the fuck did you do? And I don't mean to cuss, but what the fuck did you do? You get what I'm saying? Like, what you do within that span? Everything. You had some flops. We got to acknowledge that.
So you saying that basically the antics we can't remove for the sake
because I feel like they've been so significant. You get what I'm saying? Like, they've been so significant, at least since 2014.
But, I mean, I don't think y'all see it as some of these rappers attacking her, i.e. Remy. That woman, she literally was on Ebro the week before Sheether saying Nicki Minaj did not do anything to me. And I don't got no reason to diss her. Then 8 days later, you release Sheether. What the hell? So that's what I'm saying. Like, some of these girls, they really do be attacking her. I feel like
it was business behind that shit, though.
But that's not, okay, yeah, but that's still not cool.
No, so but like, what I'm saying is,
dissing people, and then y'all be like, oh, why she dissing Remy? Because she just got an 8-minute diss track.
No, for sure. But I think that was business behind that situation. I think in some situations Nicki Minaj has been involved in, they seem like some shit might have happened behind the closed doors, and we might not be privy to. Now, I could be stretching it, but in that situation, it was weird, though.
She do not fuck with Remy at all no more. She even asked her to be on the fucking on her album, and Remy said no.
Oh, yeah, that song. Yeah.
Wait, like, so, Tez, in that context, because we've all acknowledged that a lot of, in general, not even just from not being a bar, but like trying to understand the beefs, because 9 times out of 10, like, Nicki is shooting down. So what beefs has Nicki had where you would say they weren't really her fault? So her response or what we saw that we're saying are antics or things of that nature may not be on her. It may just be her responding to, like, she got attacked first. So we can't look at her response per se as antics or her being on BS, because mm-hmm. she's just protecting herself, if you will.
Yeah. So I think both her and Lil' Kim, they just did not like each other. And Lil' Kim didn't like that Nicki was coming up saying that she's taking the spot. So that's why they started beefing with each other in music. That was like mutual. I 100% agree that. What was I about to say?
Who's after Kim?
Yeah, it had to be Remy, right? That'd be the next wife.
No, 20. Yeah, she didn't beef with nobody. Literally, see, thank y'all. So from 2010 to 2014 or 2017, she wasn't beefing nobody. And I know you said it was barely any female rappers, but we got to acknowledge Young and May. We got to acknowledge Dej Loaf. We got to acknowledge Iggy Azalea. They all had
moments.
But y'all said she's the only one. They still had moments while she was still here. You know what I'm saying? So she wasn't the only one. She was just the most dominant one because she had fans.
I wouldn't, but even the three you just named.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them.
I'm just saying they are considered female rappers, and they had a successful, like, you know what I'm saying, run. Like you said, a year to a year and a half. While Nicki was still being dominant, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can't say there wasn't no other female rappers. Nicki was just doing it better because she already had the talent before. You know what I'm saying? Because she gained her fans, genuinely. Anyway.
That is tough. I'm going to defend myself. That is tough. The reason why I said that is because, like, in Nicki's XXL freshman list, what other female is there?
Yeah.
Well, she was on her own cover.
I didn't even know that.
She wasn't on the freshman magazine. She declined it, her and Drake, because they got their own cover.
That makes a lot of sense, though, for that.
So, from that point, like, right there. So, because you said Younger May, you said Dej Loaf. Those are people that popped in for a year. They had that good year run. Like, there was nobody that was there around the time within 3 years of her start. Huh?
Why do y'all blame Nicki for that?
No. I don't
blame Nicki. It's just a reality. It's just reality. Reality by herself. Yeah. So when people make it, so to the point that you just tried to make to the point that you were saying in regards to, like, there were these other rappers, like, no, like, we all are saying, like, nah, like, when Nicki came out, we started pushing, like, Nicki in that direction. There was no other artist close. So we were not, none of the three artists you named were we ever pushing like they next. Young M.A. was never deemed to be next. Neither was Dej.
Young M.A. can rap, and that's what niggas respect about Young M.A. Young M.A. for sure can lyricist rap. You get what I'm saying? Bar for bar, she can rap. But that's all niggas ever said about Young M.A. Niggas never said Young M.A. was the next Nicki, was going to be a star, none of that. They said she could rap. Dej Loaf, she had potential. Not going to lie. Her going away kind of fucked up
everything. She fumbled a longer run she could have had.
In that little Dirk situation, that shit.
Yeah.
Both of them two situations kind of fucked it up for her. Who's the third person that you mentioned?
Iggy Azalea is
she's in the top five. I just looked this shit up earlier. She's in the top five most selling women worldwide.
Yeah.
She like third on the list, bro. So Iggy Azalea tough. I ain't gonna lie. She's also white. And we can't ignore that. You get what I'm saying? Like a white girl rapping decent beats behind the T.I. writing for you. It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out.
Tip got her sounding mad intelligent.
No bullshit.
But okay, so we're talking about beefs. So between 2010
antics, actually.
Antics. Okay. So between 2010 and 2017, she was not in any antics. She just had her relationships. So Meek, Safari, I know about her breaking up.
We can't do that.
There were some antics in there.
There's definitely a lot of situations popped off. I want to say some situations popped off with Safari. Some situations popped off at the Breakfast Club during that time. Joe Budden podcast situation happened. Okay,
the Breakfast Club. Let's bring it up. Y'all don't think she was right about them not being prepared? As journalists yourselves, if you are interviewing somebody and you don't know the material that you are asking the artist, why is she there?
Nobody is ever saying Nicki Minaj is wrong in how she feels. We only say how she goes about it.
I feel like that's where is it. Yes, she can go about it strongly, but she also makes a point. I feel like y'all don't sometimes acknowledge the point.
The point in terms of how she feels.
I think that's how she feels too. And so that's why she probably acts the way she do.
No, and I understand that, but behaving with emotion first never really gets anybody anywhere. Yeah. What was you gonna say, Quas?
I was just gonna say, in terms of like her not feeling validated, I can get the process of I don't feel validated, so I have to kind of take it a step further because y'all kind of playing in my face, making it seem like I'm tripping and y'all doing.
Yeah, but she's not so crazy. But yeah, so,
and I think even as we discuss in antics, I
just think there's a lot of those situations though. Where, like, she has an issue with something. It may not be discussed the right way, but we just see her reaction to whatever the issue was. And then we may hear about the explanation 5-10 years later down the road. Because a lot of things that you even said within this conversation, I wasn't privy to. So, like, I might have gotten one side and just only seen what the internet showed to me. You get what I'm saying? I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, so I'm not going to look into, and I ain't saying I'm not a fan of her. Like, I like her music or whatever, but I'm not a stan. I'm not a barb or any of that. So, like, I'm not going to look into it. I'm not going to get on Queen's Court and listen to, like, her talk about it or whatever. I'm not going to listen to Queen Radio and, like, hear her defend it and shit. So, like, I wouldn't know unless I have a conversation with a fan or something like that. Or if she came out and just said it the way she need to say it.
Yeah.
She has the platform to do, which I guess is more so like, since she has the ability to speak on it and let us hear it from her, I'd be more confused when she play into like all the other stuff going on or play into people trying to make it more drama. When it don't have to be. If something went down, you got a platform where you can address it whenever you feel like it, like whenever you want to, and you could address it like in your own words, but the back and forth or the letting it become this whole thing.
I'm playing the barbs, bro.
But some people gonna call her pussy if she wait 3 days, like i.e. the Remy Ma situation, where she waited 3 days. You know what I'm saying? So like to her, and this is probably the New Yorker, she probably like, I'm not about to wait. If somebody coming at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna address it right here. And she just gonna go back and forth. That's just her. And I'm not saying it's right, I promise you. I'm just saying this is some of the things I know that is wrong about what she's doing, for real.
But I think that's part of it too, bro.
Because I have her to a high standard, so I feel like I know what she can be. I really do. She has so much money already. She could already be a billionaire by now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the problem is, bro. The barbs. They gassed it. It's too much gas. It's too much gas at this point.
No, and I agree.
Basically, basically throughout all the technical difficulties, right? Cortez says that she can gracefully fall off. I think she can do it, but I don't think it could be another 10 years. Like unless she turned around and then
I was exaggerating about 10
years. Maybe you wasn't. Okay. It might be 10 years. The way you gotta think. Yeah,
knowing her.
Has it been 5 years in between the last two albums anyway? Or it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the longest.
Then before then it was 13 to 18, was it not? Or am I tripping?
I don't know. Nicki Minaj has 14, released two 18. Albums. 14. And they was Nicki Minaj has three albums out, right? I'm not. Huh?
She has four albums.
Four. My bad.
Wait. Roman's Revenge, right?
Pink Friday.
That's cheating.
Friday, that's the same Romans album Reloaded. Three times. No. That's the whole new album.
Reloaded one is?
She just named it. Yes.
Okay.
How'd she do that?
She wasn't thinking. And then you got the Pink Print. That's the third album. And then you got Queen. That's the fourth album.
Pink Print is the one with Your Love and all that shit?
No, that's the first album. That's Pink Friday.
Oh, Pink Print is Feeling Myself. Pink Print is Feeling Myself.
Yeah.
It goes to show you how much Nicki Minaj I listen to. But,
I do think she can gracefully fall off, but I think she just has to relax on the antics. I just want her to focus on music. If she does that for the next whatever long she wants to, you know, drop these two albums, she can gracefully fall off. Because I do think she's stopping at six. I do.
All right. I mean, shit. I want her to reach that right now. It's kind of not visible, but hopefully she reaches it.
Oh, yeah. I just clean it up, man. Respect.
Exactly.
You know, that's all I'm saying. Like, just because a lot of what you're doing just is so unnecessary for where you are, in my opinion. I ain't nobody. I'm just saying, like, I feel like you could easily be chilling and riding off into the sunset with this. Like,
we just want to see you in a better light, Nicki. That's it.
That's really all it comes down to, for real. But, I mean, I don't know. Bars might be the problem. Y'all might have to stop gassing her so much. Y'all might have to bring it down just a little bit.
The bars are mean as hell. Like, that's why I've been chilling. I ain't said too much. like, I ain't saying too much. Niggas know how
bars,
I feel.
They see this, they will like attack me still, even for what I said. So it is what it is. I still support her. Like, don't attack. I give her my money. So I am a supporter. Relax, Bar. You got to hear the truth sometimes. So, but I still think she can ride off into the sunset. Maybe when her kid continue to get older, maybe he'll spark something in her to, you know?
Ooh, so, wait for Nicki Minaj's mommy album. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think people realize, like, the fifth album, I think she does have a lot to say, and hopefully she gets into some more personal things like she did on the Pink Print. I think Queen, she just wanted to talk shit, but the Pink Print, I think that's her most personal album, so hopefully she owns some shit like that. I hope.
Yeah, no, I think if she really do come out and like is on some storytelling, like 90s like vibe, like actually get into her life outside of the answers and everything, it'll definitely be tough. And I think, like, the view of her would change for sure.
So she had to play it right, though.
Nah, for sure. With that being said, Cortez, we appreciate you for coming on and being our resident Nicki Minaj stan.
Nah, for real.
Nah, for
reasonable
sure.
Stan.
Yeah, reasonable. Yeah.
Very key. Very key. Also, was it wild for me to ask if you identify as a barb? I didn't think that was the wrong verbiage or lingo. Yeah. I guess
you could say I'm a barb, because if I'm buying music and like I buy her music, music. You know what I'm saying? I support her. So I guess you could say I'm a Barb because if I'm supporting her music, but like I said, I would just say I'm a reasonable Barb. I know when she's wrong. I know when she needs to clean it up. So
and I'm just glad you didn't get on here and cuss us out, bro, to be honest.
I gotta make my points because sometimes I just think she has a right to flaunt her success in my eyes because she's the first one to do it. But yeah, go buy her new single.
No, hey, with that, we out, bro.